This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, let's go right to him, man. Nice enough to join us this morning. Steve Goldie Goldstein, Panthers TV voice on the Scripps Sports. Goldie, man. Oh, my God, brother. I'm sorry to keep bugging you during the weekend. Our boy Bill Zito got serious about running this thing back. Holy smokes.
Well, the hockey aside, Joe, you didn't get yourself in any trouble with any of your stupid comments at that wedding, did you? I'm just making sure, checking in on you.
I drank like I was 25. I did do the shots with the – I met a lot of new people I didn't know. But I didn't throw up. But, yes, my wife was not happy with my act You know, oh, my God, and shit, I was doing the sprinkler and stuff when I was dancing and said it was embarrassing. She walked off the floor. It wasn't some of that stuff, but you know that, Goldie. You knew some. You predicted that on our way up that was going to happen. So
you know, not terrible. You came back married, so, you know, you're still in good shape. I just was wondering if you said something to someone you didn't know, like, out of turn, you know?
No.
You kept it within the family. Good job by you.
I didn't go too far. No. All right. I've been policed pretty good. Gold, my God, man. Bill's – and by the way, this guy, because everything he's done the last couple of years, he gets benefit of the doubt on everything. Did the Brad Marchand thing, especially being injured, may not be back until the playoffs surprise you?
It didn't shock me. And I was actually thinking about this. You know, like, if you're the Boston Bruins – you know, 60 games in, like, it's time. You need to rebuild. You know, the Panthers ruined your season the last 2 years, knocking you out of the playoffs. And they've been good for, like, 15 years, which, you know, in sports, the system really isn't set up for that. You're supposed to be good and then get bad. And so Boston was just patching it together, trying to win. So I was thinking maybe they should trade that guy, and wouldn't it be incredible if the Panthers got him? But that's like fantasy hockey. You know what I mean? Like, that's – you know, that's the people that want Aaron Rodgers to be the Dolphins' backup. Like, that's not going to happen. You know, it's fantasy sports. So, yeah, it surprised me because, you know, Brad Marchand always said publicly he wants to be in Boston. And the Bruins historically, Joe, you know, have held on to their guys, you could say too long, but whatever the case. So guys like Bergeron and Chara, you know, when they finished their careers, they finished them as Bruins. They did the Dan Marino. You know, I'm not going to play for anybody else. My jersey's going to get retired. So it was kind of surprising at the last second when whatever went on behind closed doors, that it seems to me the Boston Bruins didn't really want to keep him. Whatever he wanted, a 2 or 3 year contract, they didn't want to do it. So as always, you know, Zito was there right on top of it. You know, that staff, we've talked about this. They've got a deep hockey operations staff. These guys are really smart. They've got their data and analytics people. You got your hockey people. And in this case, you had a guy in Gregory Campbell who played with Brad Marchand. He was on his line, you know, back in the day.
Wow.
So you had great intel into a guy let's be honest, if he's not on your team, you dislike him.
Yep.
So they had intel of, hey, how's he going to fit into this locker room? You know, that Panther team is a tight-knit team. And then I believe, I'm not sure if it was Bill or the coach or whoever, spoke to Sam Bennett and Sam Reinhart because they were teammates with the guy last month in that Four Nations tournament, and they vouched for him. So they do all their homework, man. And Bill Zito, to me, you know, giving up a draft pick two years from now, I mean, who cares?
Right.
You can win the whole thing again right now. It's amazing.
Hey, so I got to ask you, the one that we don't know, and I get asked about, and I know you do all the time too, is Tkachuk. So we've seen this before where you get that, use that money, and you get your guy back, your star back for the playoffs, and he can run. You expect Tkachuk back, or is that still unknown, or is this he's going to be healthier even a little bit earlier, but only eligible to play for it, and he and Marchand could play together in the playoffs? What do you think?
Well, I think Marchand's going to be back in a few weeks because the Bruins had him as week to week. So I think Marchand's going to be back probably, you know, later on this month. Again, there's no rush. And in April, the Panthers have a brutal schedule, Joe. They play 9 games in the last 14 days, so he's going to get some games in. Tkachuk, you know, Bill Zito's using the word hopefully back for the playoffs. I just look at it 2 years ago, man. The guy literally had a broken body.
Yep.
And he had his brother haul him out of bed, right, and had teammates put his uniform on. He couldn't even put his jersey on and he played. So to me, Joe, I think the guy comes back for sure. Just knowing who he is. Now, look, I'm not a doctor. Maybe there's something that he can't play, but knowing him, the guy plays through everything. And the other little factor in this is they've now got a 4-point lead in the division. If they win the division, and nothing's given, we know that, but they're going to play one of those wild card teams. Matthew Tkachuk doesn't start the playoffs or maybe doesn't play his usual minutes, they should still be okay. I don't think if they win the division, any of those wild card teams have a chance of beating them 4 times in 7 games.
Goal, I've been shocked on how good. And they take pride in their defense, don't get me wrong. And I'm not taking anything away from the goalie play. You get 3 shutouts in your 6 straight wins you've had. But that defense that I saw against Columbus was ridiculous. You talk about it was hard for them to get any kind of quality shots at all. Hell, they struggled just to get it up the ice.
Yeah, that game was the one that you went to last week, and it was unbelievable. I think they had 2 high-danger scoring chances in the game. So,
wow.
You're right. You know, if you were in goal, they might have won, you know, maybe give up 1 or 2. That's about it. But their defense right now, they're just a smart veteran team. They know what it takes to win, and we've seen the slow build. Once the calendar turned to 2025, it was almost like they were – okay, time to get playoff ready. Let's get our defense in order. And I'll tell you this. I don't know if it's a big enough sample size, 9 periods of hockey, but that acquisition of Seth Jones, man, look, they were playing really good defensively before that, but now takes a little bit of pressure off Ekblad and Forsling. And Jones and Mikkola, you got 2 guys, 6'4". They take up a ton of room. Seth Jones skates great. It's almost like he was made to play in Paul Maurice's system. So they're scary good right now. And they were the same way last year at this time, if you remember. And then they dipped a little bit. They lost like 9 out of 12, I think it was. And obviously they won the cup. So defensively, they got it on lockdown. And like you, I can only imagine being an opponent. Like when there's absolutely no room out there, it's got to be frustrating as heck playing this team.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Paul Maurice said this when they have gone through that where they've lost 3 or 4 games or something. He never went, damn it, we got to play. It was like, yeah, we're fine. I even like the way we're playing. Maybe not enough passion, but this, I knew some of this stuff was going to happen after all the success we've had. But, man, I don't know what happened, but the green light went off the way they're getting after it. And by the way, Barkov has decided to be a little more offensive-minded just to remind everybody I can score when I need to, huh?
He's unbelievable. I mean, he could. He could go and get 100 points if he wanted to, but he doesn't care. You know, he cares about winning. The guy sets the right example for the whole team. When the big guy works the way he works, and by the way, you could throw Bobrovsky in there too. The guy's a workout fiend, and these guys are making $10 million, Joe. They're the first guy there, the last guy to leave.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about this. I liken it to when Pat Riley got to South Florida, and the first thing he did, he went and got Alonzo Mourning. Because he said, my best guy needs to be my most passionate and hardest working guy, and all about team. And when you got two guys like that, everybody else just follows the lead. They got an amazing mix of guys, and Barkov and Reinhart, I said this, you know, that duo in Edmonton, those guys are great as players. But if you want to win a championship, you give me those two guys, a duo, I'd take them over any two in the NHL.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Goal, I got to tell you, it's going to be fun, man. All of a sudden, they've turned it up. And by the way, what an insurance policy coming that you know you're going to have towards the end of the regular season in the case of Tkachuk potentially back for the playoffs for another serious run. This is going to be great. Gold, I appreciate it, and thanks for asking about me. I did drink a lot of tequila, but I was fine. I didn't throw up, and it was good, and I danced a little bit. I was a little immature, but nothing that got me like the next morning when you wake up and she goes, do you remember what you said last night? It was. I didn't get any of that stuff. It was great, so thanks, man.
Well, you being a little immature, you really don't need to throw that in there. I mean, that's just a given. You know, you don't have to. We have precious few breaths left on this earth. Why waste any with the obvious? You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Exactly. Gold, thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
All right, Joe, be good, buddy. Thank you.
Steve Goldie Goldstein, Panthers TV voice, joining us. Talk a little bit. Man, I tell you, people, you're a Panther fan. God bless you. Year three. How about Amerant Bank? Amerant Bank puts their name on that arena. They've been good. Amerant Bank, how good is that, man? All right, we want to do a deal with you. And then they're like friggin' really, really good. Unbelievable. Hey, Beverly's Jewelers, unbelievable too. An incredible offer for you right now. Jeff and Amanda, are you for real? This deal is unbelievable. I'm just telling everybody, somebody was getting ready to get engaged, and I said, hey, man, I'm not trying to get in your business, but you live in South Florida, and after this wedding, if you're going back and you're starting to look around, go to Beverly's Jewelers. Seriously. They got a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. The guy goes, oh, $3,999. Go see it. And some of them are wearing them in there, so you can see them. Choose from all shapes and larger size available at similar savings. Hurry, this deal is for a limited time, plus gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment right there. I trust Beverly's Jewelers and have for more than 30 years. Only place I've ever gone. Family's important to me over there. Beverly's Jewelers. I love those folks in Fort Lauderdale off West Commercial Boulevard or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.